for me, it's crazy to think, you know, just 5 years ago, I was working full time as an air traffic controller and I didn't own any investment real estate. So I think the takeaway for, you know, the listeners and you guys and gals is, you know, if you put your mind to something, you commit and go all in, a lot of good things can happen and you can turn things around really quickly. And I think, you know, I was 33 when I got in the game, and a lot of people that are in their 20s, early 30s, they think, oh, 33 is old, mid 30s. But, you know, in all reality, now I'm 38 and I'm in a position to where I feel like I'm just getting warmed up. I'm just getting started and, you know, the sky's the limit.
Welcome to the Rich Drummers Report, where we talk real estate, business, and wealth building, all while keeping it real. No fluff, no BS. I hope that you enjoy the show.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Report Saturday edition. And I am actually rolling solo today. No co-host. A lot of the girls on the team are actually up in Sonoma Coast, onboarding a new property that we just closed on yesterday. It's been a really exciting week for a lot of folks in our mastermind community and for us here at Summers Capital. Not just one deal closed this week, but actually two deals closed this week. A few of the members in our mastermind closed on a 24-unit boutique hotel up in Solvang, California, Central Coast. It's a cool area and neighborhood not too far outside of Santa Barbara. And yeah, kudos to them and shout out to the mastermind members for closing that deal. Anthony, Alex, Gideon, and my guy Neil, and shout out to Jackson and Cassidy, who also got in on that deal as well. So excited for them, a big win. And then just yesterday here at Summers Capital, we closed on a 44-unit boutique hotel, the Bodega Bay Inn and Suites up in Sonoma Coast. 44 units, all have bay views, waterfront property. We actually closed on that with our fund, and we co-GP'd it actually with a few of our mastermind members, Investor Girl Britt, my guy Shane Simpson, and my guy Neil. So super excited for that. Two deals done in this week, so definitely picking up a lot of momentum. The Sonoma Coast deal was definitely a lot of ups and downs to get to the finish line, but you know, every commercial real estate deal I'm learning really is that way. No deal goes smoothly. Although I will say the last one we closed in December up in Washington did go very smoothly. I remember telling Alex and the team, I'm like, man, this is a weird transaction because we literally had no hiccups. Everything's happened very quickly, very smoothly. And that was an anomaly. But this particular deal, Bodega Bay, just to kind of give you guys some context, is it was sourced by one of the members in our mastermind. And this is back in, I want to say, October of last year. It was shopped off market. The seller didn't want many people to know that this deal was being sold. And the broker shopped it with a few buyers. The builder or the developer of this deal was the seller. It had been in the family for quite some time. The son had took it over. And over the last 2 years, it had been kind of spiraling in terms of performance. Occupancy was like in the low 20% range. It was struggling. They had some poor management on site. Quickly went to LOI and had an accepted LOI. That's when I first toured the property and went up there and, you know, quickly found out that the innkeeper, who a lot of the negative reviews were mentioning, was very rude and very unkind to us when we pulled up. The broker said, hey, just go pretend like you're prospective guests. We don't want the innkeeper to know the property's being sold. So we walked up to the office and she was like, hey, we don't do group outings. Because I was like, hey, we'd like to check out some of the rooms. And we have a group outing that, you know, we're planning for, and we'd like to look at a few of our rooms. She said, we don't do that. However, the hotel next door does. And she was rude. And so, we stepped out and the broker said, hey, why don't you guys, go do your due diligence in the area? We always do that. We'll go and walk surrounding properties in the area to see what the level of their finishes are, kind of get a good idea of their occupancy, ADR, a lot of front desk personnel, other properties will give you a lot of information, which is good and very useful. But anyhow, we did that. He said, come back, book a room online, and at least you guys get in to see one room. So we did that. We got into one room, and then we find out during the inspection, when we did the condition report of the property, we get into all 44 units, that all 44 units have bay views. So that was good. Initially got the property under contract for $8 million. There were some items that came up in due diligence that were not disclosed. Some of the balconies need to be repaired. Some of the roofing needs to be replaced. And so we factored a lot of stuff in, and we were actually able to retrade the property from $8 million down to $7 million. At that time, we're getting lending done. This is our lender that sold us the Washington deal. They funded the deal down here in San Diego. We have a great relationship with them. So we did the appraisal, and once the appraisal was ordered, that deal actually appraised at $10.6 million up in Bodega Bay, and we had it under contract for seven, had a stabilized value in the appraisal of $14 million. So that was a big win. And now we're moving full steam ahead. We're through due diligence. We got $275,000 non-refundable on this deal, meaning if we cancel the deal or we can't perform or we can't raise the money, then you know the seller has the ability to keep our $275,000 deposit. So anyways, we're full steam ahead. And then we find out that the seller has three liens on the property because of back taxes, 3 years of back taxes that were not paid. These are TOT taxes. And it was upwards of $800,000 range. Yes, he agreed to pay those out of the sale proceeds at sale, at closing. However, those liens weren't able to be removed until we figured out exactly what the amount was due. And we didn't know that amount until the seller filed his tax returns. So we put the whole thing on pause. We said, hey, we can close 21 days after proof of the that the seller files his tax returns. So everything goes on hold. We kind of move on to other things within Summers Capital. We're focusing on other things. And all of a sudden, a couple weeks goes by, nothing. And then about 3 weeks later, we get word from the broker. It was kind of weird. They're like, hey, the seller filed the tax returns like 11 days ago, and he needs you guys to close in like 10 days. And it was like, well, we didn't even know, first of all. And like, second of all, if he wants to close so quickly, why didn't he tell us right away? So that was a little bit odd. But anyways, back and forth, finally negotiated like a closing date. They worked with us a little bit. They gave us like, I want to say 2.5 weeks, maybe 17 days. So we signed an addendum to move forward. Now we're full steam ahead. And we're supposed to be closing. This is probably 3 weeks ago at this point. It was on Friday. On Monday, I'm like, hey, we better walk all these units prior to closing, because the hotel had been basically mostly shut down for the last 2 months and non-operative. And so no one's on property. And I'm thinking, man, 6 weeks ago, there was heavy rains, record rains in California. We better walk all 44 of these units to make sure there was no water damage before we take delivery of this asset. And we reach out to the broker on a Monday. We don't hear anything back on Monday. We don't hear anything back on Tuesday. Wednesday, we're like, okay, what is going on? And we get a call from the broker. He's like, hey, we're getting ready for closing. The seller's driving up to the property right now. And luckily, Shane, one of our partners in the deal, in the mastermind, he lives up in the Bay Area. And so he took a drive up there. It's about an hour and a half drive from the Bay Area. Walked the units, and sure enough, there's water damage in seven units. So we told the broker and the seller, like, we're not closing on Friday. This is Wednesday. And I remember getting this news like right before going in to record some podcasts. I record podcasts every Wednesday afternoon. And I remember getting this news. Ryan Garland was coming in to record. We're like, hey, we're not closing. I called the lender. I'm like, hey, we're not going to close. We're going to get our remediation team up there. So we get an extension in the following week. We sent our remediation team that did the remediation here in San Diego. And they went up there and they gave us a bid for all the stuff. They said it'd be about $110,000. There was water moisture in seven of the rooms. All the ceilings, all the walls in those rooms tested positive for water moisture, 20% water moisture levels and up. And as you peel back the drywall, there's going to be, you know, a lot of mold. And in addition to that, you know, these are seven rooms that we're not going to be able to bring in income for quite some time, because we got to remediate them and go through the whole process, mold testing and all that sort of thing. So I'm glad we caught that. Could have been a big mistake had we not caught it. If you love real estate investing, passive income, and tax benefits, but don't have the time, my company, Summers Capital, is buying boutique hotels right now. We source the deals, we renovate the properties, and we even handle all the day-to-day management, making it truly hands-off for our investors. If you want to learn more to see if we can help you, visit summerscapital.com/invest to book a call with our team. Again, that's summerscapital.com.
realtor.com/invest. Now back to the show.
Fast forward, the seller goes up to the property and he wants to get his own proposal, right? And so he gets his own proposal, a company that's not certified to do remediation. There's no mold testing in this proposal. It was literally just to patch up some drywall. And it came out to $13,100. And so he goes, I'll give you a $13,100 credit. We're like, okay, that's not going to work. So we went back and forth for quite some time. Our remediation team, when they went up there, this is actually an important part. They said that someone from the prior ownership had looked like they had just painted over the ceilings when Shane went up there, fresh paint just over the wet ceilings, over the mold. And so it's like they're trying to cover it up, it looked like, but that's never a good thing. And now we're out of contract. And so the seller is technically in breach of contract at this point. So we're going back and forth. Seller doesn't want to give any more discounts. He actually saw a social media post of mine talking about the appraisal coming in a little bit high, or at 10.6. And so he's like, we're not doing any more discounts. And so anyways, we're like basically at a stalemate. Legal counsels have to get involved. And at this point, since, you know, they're technically in breach of contract, you know, there's basically two options. Either we agree to something and to move forward. So this would be a seller credit, a discount in price for us to move forward and close. Number two option is we go through insurance. As we know, California insurance companies right now, actually nationwide, but especially in California, they're not paying out. We just went through this whole thing with Hotels and Dell down here in San Diego. With all the water damage, they initially denied our claim. And so they're not paying out. So we're like, okay, we can go that route. It's gonna be a lengthy process. They're likely not going to pay out anyways. Or we can just agree on a little credit to move forward. And the third option would be to go to litigation because they were in breach of contract. Our PSA basically said any damage that's not disclosed prior to closing over $100,000 would lead to a breach of contract. So anyhow, the third option really would be to go to litigation to get our deposit back. And then, you know, at that time, the seller wouldn't be able to take the property back to market. That's going to get muddy. That's going to get messy. That option always leads to expensive legal bills, and they quickly will add up. So obviously, none of us wanted to go that route. Legal counsel's got involved, a little bit of back and forth. We ended up settling for $100,000 credit. $75,000 of it came from the seller. $25,000 came from the broker through in his commission. So shout out to the broker for doing that. And, you know, honestly, all that back and forth, it was, I want to say we've got wind of the deal in October. Yesterday was April 4th. So we just closed April 4th. Yeah. So if you think about that, that's about 6 months there. So a lot of work and time that goes into these deals. They never go as planned. And then finally we agree on a date to close. It's yesterday. And I know when you send these big wires in to escrow, sometimes these things don't go out. So I've had deals be delayed for 24 hours, because Bank of America fraud department didn't release our wire in time. So every time we do a closing now, we go to the bank a day early. So Alex Johnson went to First Citizens, who we use, she went a day early to prep them on the big wire that's going to go out. Let them know the urgency, because had we not closed yesterday, each additional day would have been a $25,000 per diem. Anyways, prep them, initiate the wire. This is Wednesday afternoon. Thursday, yesterday, I'm like, all right, funds haven't left our account. What's going on? We're calling the banker. Nothing. Hey, we're going to call our fraud department. We're going to push this through for you guys. Hour goes by, nothing. Now we're, you know, an hour and a half from the 2 p.m. Pacific cutoff time. The money hasn't left our account yet, and escrow needs to confirm receipt of our down payment in order for the lender to send in their funds to close. We're going back and forth. Money still hasn't left our account. Banker's like, hey, we're working on it. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. Next thing you know, it's literally, 1:59 p.m. Pacific time. That's when the escrow confirmed the receipt of our wire. And luckily, our lender is on it. They freaking hit the button and they sent their wire in just in time before the cutoff. And we closed yesterday afternoon. So it's a big win for us, our investors, mastermind members, basically everyone involved. So super stoked for it. And now the fun work begins. We're going to put about $2.2 million into improvements. We're going to renovate the entire property inside and out. And super excited for this one. You know, it's going to be a big win. This is the fourth and final asset that we're going to have in our funds. So super excited for it. But just wanted to kind of recap all the work that goes into closing these commercial deals, these boutique hotels. There's always a lot of ups and downs. This one was a lot lengthier than needed. Obviously, there was the tax issue. There was a lot of stop and go stuff, which is, you know, never good for momentum. But all that to say is, you know, another one under our belt. And this is exciting stuff. I think this puts me north of about $80 million of real estate under management over the last 5 years. And for me, it's crazy to think, you know, just 5 years ago, I was working full time as an air traffic controller and I didn't own any investment real estate. So I think the takeaway for, you know, the listeners and you guys and gals is, you know, if you put your mind to something, you commit and go all in, you know, a lot of good things can happen and you can turn things around really quickly. And I think that it's, you know, I was 33 when I got in the game, and a lot of people that are in their 20s, early 30s, they think, oh, 33 is old, mid 30s, you know, but you know, in all reality, now I'm 38 and I'm in a position to where I feel like I'm just getting warmed up. I'm just getting started and, you know, the sky's the limit. So I'm excited for it. But I think the big takeaway is it's never too late to reinvent yourself. It really isn't, you know. And so good things happen when you go all in and sky's the limit. So anyways, good start to 2024. We're excited. Shout out to the team. Congratulations to all our investors who invested in our fund. We have almost 100 investors now. And shout out to all you guys and gals. I appreciate all of you. If you want to get on our investor list, you can go to summerscapital.com/invest for future investment opportunities. And if you are interested in joining our boutique hotel mastermind, two deals closed this week, a lot of momentum going, we are crushing it and big things on the horizon for 2024. If you're interested in getting in the boutique hotel space and joining our mastermind, you can go to summerscapital.com/mastermind to book a free call with our team. I think this concludes this episode of the Saturday Edition. I'm Rich Summers. I appreciate you listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.